The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, it's time to give hope. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Pachomius. Born about 292 in the upper Thebaid in Egypt, he was inducted into the emperor's army as a 20-year-old. Now at Thebes, he noticed the great kindness of the Christians toward the soldiers. That led to his conversion after his discharge. He was baptized and became a disciple of an anchorite, Philemon, and took the habit. Later, Pachomius felt called to build a monastery on the banks of the Nile. So in about 318, Philemon helped him build a cell there and even remained with him for a while. In a short time, some 100 monks joined him, and Pachomius organized them on principles of community living. He established 10 other monasteries for men and 2 nunneries for women. Before his death in 346, there were 7,000 monks in his houses, and his order lasted in the East until the 11th century. Pachomius was the first monk to organize hermits into groups and write down a rule for them. Both St. Basil and St. Benedict drew from his rule. And even though St. Anthony is usually regarded as the founder of Christian monasticism, it was really St. Pachomius who began monasticism as we know it today. St. Pachomius died in 348 AD. St. Pachomius, pray for us. Let's begin this hour of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive with the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And my Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that church movements and groups may rediscover their mission of evangelization each day, placing their own charisms at the service of needs in the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Jesus, you said to your disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Lord, we cannot imagine how much you want us to be at peace. This is your precious gift to us as your children. This is this gift that you gave to us during the Last Supper. How moving it is to realize, to imagine you saying those words during the Last Supper just hours before being led to your passion and death. As we picture you in our mind during those moments, We are really and truly stunned by the solemnity, at the same time, the serenity with which you gave us your peace. In the very next breath, you said, "The world must know that I love the Father, and that I do as the Father has commanded me." The connection could not be more clear. Deep peace is the fruit of living according to God's will. A wise and holy 93-year-old recently observed that there are really only two important things in life. In the first place, to identify God's will for us. And in the second place, to acquire the strength to fulfill that will. Your peace, Jesus, is not just any run-of-the-mill peace. It is deep, and it has content. St. Paul gives us a clue when he says, "We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Only those who are reconciled with God can also be reconciled and in harmony with themselves. And only those who are reconciled with God and with themselves can establish peace around them and throughout the world. Your peace, Jesus, is a divine treasure. I am determined to hold on to it with all my might. But how can I go about making that happen? Well, in the first place, through a growing awareness that I am a beloved child of yours. This is what St. Josemaria was getting at when he exclaimed in his classic, The Way, "To know that you love me so much, my God, and yet I haven't lost my mind." How can I make this peace happen? Well, in the second place, my way of handling adversity. Going back to those words of yours at the Last Supper, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." You knew that difficulties would arise. After all, that's life. But we should not allow those difficulties to rob us of our peace. One writer put it in this way: your peace does not bring freedom from problems, but rather in problems. Filled with your peace, our hearts are like a deep sea that remains peaceful, even when its surface is swept by waves. One way to handle problems with greater equilibrium can be found in an approach used by a certain elite unit of soldiers. When something gets really tough, they say, "Full benefit." It's a rather mysterious phrase, let's face it. What they're getting at, they're using that as shorthand, those words, "full benefit," as a way of saying, "I am determined to derive from this situation all the benefit that I can." This is an instant mindset shift. Instead of moaning and groaning, complaining, or giving up, they say, "Full benefit." "Do I have to hike in pouring rain? Full benefit." "Did I lose the draft of a project? Full benefit." "My driving and the car breaks down? Full benefit." "Jesus, help me identify other obstacles to peace. I know, for example, that my use of social media can get out of hand. If I start comparing myself with others on Instagram, well, anxiety is just a few clicks away. Here, during this time of prayer, I resolve to set time limits when entering the world of social media. My Lord, help me to stick to those time limits. What about my place of work? I really want to ensure that my teammates can work with order and with joy, as St. Jose Maria used to love to put it, to work with order and with joy, as opposed to putting out fires, so to speak, and rushing around frazzled. Let's face it, there are some people, perhaps even in our office, who are well-meaning but who run around and are so agitated that they do more harm than good. Well, I make this resolution. I will do whatever it takes to avoid getting stressed. One final thought. Help me, Jesus, to avoid being in a rush. There's a very important classic book of spirituality called Soul of the Apostolate. At one point in that book, we read the resolution that someone made during a retreat. That person wrote, "I will always allow more time than necessary to do everything." That's the way to never be in a hurry and frazzled. Mary, you are the Queen of Peace. Help me to hold on to this precious gift from your Son, so that I in turn can be the source of peace and joy for all those around me. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 12 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak.
Back with more of Daybreak in just a moment. Glenn sitting in with Paul to give you a great opportunity to be generous. It's our Relevant Radio Spring Give Hope Pledge Drive. Won't you help us out? Keep Relevant Radio going strong for 3 more months. Help us meet our need of 3 million by the end of the week. Keep us on the air on over 200 stations around the country and around the globe online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app too. Those are great ways to give. Relevantradio.com or that mobile app. Give quick, easy, safely, securely, efficiently, anytime you'd like. And we have a 100% match for you today, this hour, right now. Another partnership challenge hour, making that money go twice as far. Your $500 gift is matched with $500. Your $10,000 gift, get us off to a great start here, matched with $10,000 and so on. Thanks for your great generosity electronically or on the phone. That still works too at 877-291-0123. Your chance right now to support the radio station that supports your faith, that supports you and your struggle to be the best Catholic you can be, to be the best family person you can be, to be the best employee or employer. We're here to support you day in and day out. Please give hope.
877-291-0123 is the number, but if you make an online gift of $5 or more, in addition to the regular giving premiums, you will receive an exclusive gift, a confirmation email with the link to an audio download by Monsignor Francis Shea of the University of Mary. It's a brand new MP3, Our Lady, Our Hope for Marian Dogmas. This MP3 download is our gift to you for your online donation. That's in addition to regular giving premiums, but this is only available with online gifts. If you can't make an online gift, that's okay. We still love you. Give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. The Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter, May 9th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this liturgical day with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Oh. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. Alleluia.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. Alleluia.
Lord, why do you stand afar off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires. The covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride, the wicked says, "He will not punish. There is no God." Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt. He thinks, "Never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot." His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief, and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds. The innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart. God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. Alleluia.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. Alleluia.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. Alleluia.
Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart, "He will not punish"? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Rise up, Lord, in defense of your people. Do not hide your face from our troubles. Father of orphans, wealth of the poor, we rejoice in making you known. May we find comfort and security in times of pain and anxiety.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. Alleluia.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace. Alleluia.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
Alleluia.
Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak to one another, with lying lips and with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongue that speaks high-sounding words, those who say, "Our tongue is our strength." Our lips are our own. Who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us forever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Your light is true light, Lord, and your truth shines like the day. Direct us to the salvation through your life-giving words. May we be saved by always embracing your word.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
Alleluia.
Christ risen from the dead will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw an angel come down from heaven, holding the key to the abyss and a huge chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and chained him up for 1,000 years. The angel hurled him into the abyss, which he closed and sealed over him. He did this so that the dragon might not lead the nations astray until 1,000 years are over. After this, the dragon is to be released for a short time. Then I saw some thrones. Those who were sitting on them were in power to pass judgment. I also saw the spirits of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and the Word of God, those who had never worshipped the beast or its image nor accepted its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life again and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The others who were dead did not come to life till 1,000 years were over. This is the first resurrection. Happy and holy are they who share in the first resurrection. The second death will have no claim on them. They shall serve God and Christ as priests and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison. He will go out to seduce the nations in all four corners of the earth and muster for war the troops of Gog and Magog, numerous as the sands of the sea. They invaded the whole country and surrounded the beloved city where God's people were encamped. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. The devil who led them astray was hurled into the pool of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had also been thrown. There they will be tortured day and night, forever and ever. Next, I saw a large white throne and the one who sat on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence until they could no longer be seen. I saw the dead, the great and the lowly, standing before the throne. Lastly, among the scrolls, the book of the living was opened. The dead were judged according to their conduct, as recorded on the scrolls. The sea gave up its dead. Then death and the netherworld gave up their dead. Each person was judged according to his conduct. Then death and the netherworld were hurled into the pool of fire, which is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found inscribed in the book of the living was hurled into this pool of fire.
Christ must reign until God has brought all enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Alleluia. Then death and Sheol will give up their dead. Death and Sheol will be cast into the fiery lake. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Alleluia.
The second reading from a commentary on the Gospel of John by Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop. The Lord calls himself the vine and those united to him branches, in order to teach us how much we shall benefit from our union with him, and how important it is for us to remain in his love. By receiving the Holy Spirit, who is the bond of union between us and Christ our Savior, those who are joined to him, as branches are to a vine, share in his own nature. On the part of those who come to the vine, Their union with him depends upon a deliberate act of the will. On his part, the union is affected by grace. Because we had good will, we made the act of faith that brought us to Christ and received from him the dignity of adopted sonship that made us his own kinsmen. According to the words of St. Paul, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. The prophet Isaiah calls Christ the foundation because it is upon him that we as living and spiritual stones are built into a holy priesthood to be a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. Upon no other foundation than Christ can this temple be built. Here, Christ is teaching the same truth by calling himself the vine, since the vine is the parent of its branches and provides their nourishment. From Christ and in Christ, we have been reborn through the Spirit in order to bear the fruit of life, not the fruit of our old sinful life, but the fruit of a new life founded upon our faith in him and our love for him. Like branches growing from a vine, we now draw our life from Christ, and we cling to this holy commandment in order to preserve this life. Eager to safeguard the blessing of our noble birth, we are careful not to grieve the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and who makes us aware of God's presence in us. Let the wisdom of John teach us how we live in Christ and Christ lives in us. The proof that we are living in him and he is living in us is that he has given us a share in his Spirit. Just as the trunk of the vine gives its own natural properties to each of its branches, so by bestowing on them the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the only begotten Son of the Father, gives Christians a certain kinship with himself and with God the Father because they have been united to him by faith and determination to do his will in all things. He helps them to grow in love and reverence for God and teaches them to discern right from wrong and to act with integrity.
Live in me as I live in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself apart from the vine, so you cannot bear fruit unless you live on in me. Alleluia. I chose you to go out and bear fruit, a fruit that will last. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself apart from the vine, so you cannot bear fruit unless you live on in me. Alleluia.
Father, you restored your people to eternal life by raising Christ your Son from death. Make our faith strong and our hope sure. May we never doubt that you will fulfill the promises you have made. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
More good stuff coming up. Today's Gospel, In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer. All ahead on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It seems like there's a lack of hope these days. People are hopeless everywhere, and we need to give hope. That's the theme of the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive, Give Hope. We're asking for your support to keep Relevant Radio going for another 3 months. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Make a gift in honor or in memory of your mother. And May is the month the church dedicates to Mary, our Blessed Mother. Make your pledge in honor of Mary, perhaps in honor of Our Lady of Fatima. The feast day is this Saturday, May 13th, for all that she's done in your life. Call 877-291-0123, that's 877-291-0123, or you can pledge online at safe and secure at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Giving to Relevant Radio is an act of charity. It's sharing your faith with others, and that helps to give hope.
Lots of reasons to celebrate. Lots of reasons to give to mom this week. You could give a gift in honor of Relevant Radio, in honor of your mother, or, you know, it's the Minnesota fishing opener this Saturday, so maybe you give mom a walleye, but, you know, in case you don't have that good of luck, maybe you can give her some more Relevant Radio. Do it in honor of your mother, or in honor of our mother, Our Lady. Feel free to call 877-291-0123 bright and early, or go online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Every gift this hour is matched 100%. Partnership Challenge helps us to reach our need by the end of the week, $3 million. Won't you help Relevant Radio keep going strong, creating more of those miracle moments, touching lives, giving hope? That's our theme for this spring pledge drive, to give hope in a world that seems increasingly dark. It's not some economic worries, it's worries of war in Europe, or whatever you've got going on in your own individual life. Relevant Radio, to give you hope no matter what's going on. That's what Christ does. We bring Christ to the world through the media. Can't do it without your help. Please give hope.
This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter, May 9th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord, as we approach the Ascension, continues his farewell address to his apostles. It's from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now, I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Well, as you might guess, there is much more to real peace than a mere absence of conflict. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Christ is our peace. For 20 centuries, he has been saying to us, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." He wants each of us to proclaim this to the whole world by the way we live, to the world in which we live, even if at times it may seem rather small. The life of the first Christians helped many to discover the meaning of their existence. They brought peace in their families and to the society in which they lived. In many inscriptions from that period, we find greetings with which they desire peace to others. This peace, which is from God, will be found on earth as long as there are men and women of goodwill. A significant part of our apostolate will be bringing serenity and joy to the people around us. The more anxiety and sadness we meet, the more urgent this apostolate of ours will be. Every Christian has the duty to bring peace and joy to his own surroundings on earth. This cheerful crusade of manliness will move even shriveled or rotten hearts and raise them to God. Even though in life they suffered trials and tribulations as others do, every Christian should be remembered as a man or woman who gave an example of smiling self-sacrifice, a serene, cheerful person, because he or she lived as a child of God. Our resolution from today's prayer could be the following. May no one read sadness or sorrow in your face when you spread in the world around you the sweet smell of your sacrifice. The children of God should always be sowers of peace and joy. This is possible only when we remember our divine filiation. Remembering that we are children of God will give us that solid peace which isn't disturbed by the ups and downs of our emotions or the events of the day. It will give us the serenity and steadiness which we need so much. To ensure that we are open and friendly to everyone, we need to stamp out any kind of antipathy or animosity. It would indicate that we were not very supernatural in our dealings with others. We also need to fight against any roughness or sharpness in our character, which could upset others and would indicate that we were not sufficiently mortified. We need to fight against selfishness, against softness, and against love of comfort. These are serious obstacles to friendship and to effectiveness in the apostolate. The sincere desire for peace which our Lord has placed in our hearts should urge us to do everything possible to avoid anything that might cause disunity or conflict. For example, being critical of others or having a negative attitude towards them, talking about people behind their backs, or complaining about them. Let us have recourse to Mary, our mother, so that we may never lose our joy and our serenity. Mary is the Queen of Peace, and thus the Church invokes her. So when your soul or your family are troubled or things go wrong at work, in society, or between nations, cry out to her without ceasing. Call to her by this title, Queen of Peace. Pray for us. Have you at least tried it when you have lost your calm? You will be surprised at its immediate effect. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 18 minutes before the hour. We join the whole church in prayer. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The one who came down from heaven has ascended above all the heavens. Alleluia.
The one who came down from heaven has ascended above all the heavens. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless thing, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. King of glory, Lord of power and might, cleanse our hearts from all sin. Preserve the innocence of our hands and keep our minds from vanity, so that we may deserve your blessing in your holy place.
The one who came down from heaven has ascended above all the heavens. Alleluia.
Keep this day a festival day and give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Keep this day as a festival day and give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed be God who lives forever because his kingdom lasts for all ages.
For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the nether world and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand.
Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there.
Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever.
He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered.
When you turn back to him with all your heart to do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you.
So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of all the ages.
In the land of my exile, I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy.
As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Keep this day as a festival day, and give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
The mercy of the Lord fills the earth. Alleluia.
The mercy of the Lord fills the earth. Alleluia.
Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp, With a 10-string lute, sing him songs. Oh, sing him a song that is new. Play loudly. Play with all your skill. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his word the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean. He stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord. All who live in the world revere him. He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth. He sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells, he gazes on all the dwellers of the earth. He who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds. A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Nourish your people, Lord, for we hunger for your word. Rescue us from the death of sin, and fill us with your mercy, that we may share your presence and the joys of all the saints.
The mercy of the Lord fills the earth. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Peace I leave with you. Alleluia. Peace is my gift to you. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Peace I leave with you. Alleluia. Peace is my gift to you. Alleluia. By his own power, Christ raised up the temple of his body when it had been destroyed in death. With joy, let us ask him,
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
Christ our Savior, when you rose again, you brought to the holy women and the apostles the joyful news of a world redeemed.
Make us witnesses to your risen life.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised to all people that we would rise up again to newness of life.
Make us heralds of your gospel.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You showed yourself to your apostles and breathed the Holy Spirit on them.
Renew in us the presence of the same Creator Spirit.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised to be with your disciples to the end of the world.
Stay with us today and remain with us always.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
And now let us pray as the Lord told us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, grant your people constancy in faith and hope, that we may never doubt the promises of which we have learned from you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app, or relevantradio.com. Those are the ways to make your pledge now and give hope. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.